Hi, this is dictation for Lisa Dickerson, LisaDickerson. And date of birth is 4/18/85. Date of accident 10/8/2022. Date of service is 7/18/2023. Chief complaint, pain all over, especially the neck, lower back. Neck pain is 10, lower back pain is 8. Pain in both the shoulders, left shoulder is 7, right shoulder is 5. Headaches, mostly occipital, 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. Radiation of the pain on both upper arms, so both upper extremity and right lower extremity. The patient attributes all of these complaints to the automobile accident that occurred on 10/8/2022. The history of the automobile accident is as follows. The patient reports that she was traveling as a restrained driver at 2:45 p.m. on 10/8/2022. She was traveling in an Equinox SUV from Chevy at around 30 miles an hour on westbound 696 at the Southfield exit. She reports that the stop sign was not honored by another car, and the other car had crossed three lanes without stopping on stop sign to hit her in the left lane to make a left turn, before it could make a left turn. And in the process, she also hit another driver, T-bone, on the driver's side. No one died in this accident. Once again, at fault driver did not stop on the stop sign and crossed three lanes to hit her, and then she hit another car, driver's side T-bone, leading her car to be completely totaled. The damage is to the front end, engine, radiator, hood. The windshield was cracked. No other glass was broken. Headrest was broken, and steering wheel was locked. The injury to her is reported as follows. She hit her right knee to the dashboard, chin to the airbag, whiplash to the neck, and she hit the headrest hard, and she did not hit the console. Left shoulder hit to the door. She was taken to the emergency room, Henry Ford Hospital, by a friend. Afterward, after this accident, she reported that she was wearing a seatbelt, the airbags deployed, and there was no loss of consciousness. It was not a hit and run accident. Police came to the scene, ambulance came to the scene, and patient was not taken to the emergency room by the ambulance. He went with the friend. She reports that she remained there for 4 hours. At Henry Ford Hospital, no x-rays were done, no CT scan, only the medications were given, and then she was discharged. History of presenting illness, patient reports the following symptoms. One is headache, which is located on the occipital area, 8 to 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, off and on, moderate to severe, and they're constant, sensitive to noise, and associated with nausea. In the additional symptoms of TBI, patient report that she has dizziness and ringing in the ear bilaterally with the buzzing, forgetfulness, confusion, nightmares, nausea, and metallic taste. She reports no issues with the smell and no issues with the vision, like no blurred vision, spots in the vision, loss of vision field. And she has no incontinence of the urine bowel. She denies any focus problem, concentration problem, memory problems. And she has no incontinence and no, she denies any seizures, loss of consciousness, loss of balance after this accident. Regarding the pain, patient has following symptoms. She reports that she's suffering from pain in the neck, which is 10, without radiation, with the radiation to the front of the both upper extremity involving first, second, and third finger, in a constant numbness and tingling. Then there is a lower back pain, which is 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, affecting the right leg posteriorly in S1-S2 dermatome fashion. Sometimes it is bursting sharp pain, hot burning, and sometimes numbness and tingling. It is affecting the big toe and second toe in a constant fashion. There is no pain in the upper back or middle back. Pain in the left shoulder is 7 and right shoulder is 5. She reports that she is able to lift her right shoulder all the way to the 180 degrees without any pain. However, in the left shoulder, there is a pain and she is unable to lift more than 90 degrees of abduction. According to her, these pains are continuous and they are affecting her ADLs, 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. Pain level is from 4 to 9 depending on the day, and they are described as throbbing, shooting, cramping, heart burning, heavy, tender, tiring, exhausting. The modified factor for the pain is worsened by sitting, standing, and improved by lying down, medications, therapy. So far, she has had X-rays, MRI, CT scan at Beaumont Hospital in Farmington. The patient has additional symptoms of muscle weakness, numbness, tingling, pins and needles of both upper extremities and right lower extremity. Bowel bladder incontinence is also reported. Patient further reports that she is not having any saddle anesthesia, but she has a sleep disturbance. She suffers from anxiety, depression, panic. She has a fatigue, weakness, lightheadedness, and tingling, numbness of the both upper extremity and right lower extremity. She has reported that she has no suicidal thought or homicidal thought, but suffers from anxiety, concentration, depression, mood problems, sleep problems. In the ADLs, patient does report the following that are being affected is home chores, doing laundry, doing yard work, vacuuming, and opening containers, reaching into cabinets is 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. Walking, standing, running, and cooking in the kitchen is 8. Personal hygiene and writing is 7. And toileting is 6. Regarding the past treatment, patient has reported that initially she was seen at the Henry Ford Hospital on the day of accident. Then she also went to Beaumont Hospital in Farmington Hills, where some treatment was provided to her. In the ER, X-rays of the neck were redone and shoulder X-rays, and they were found to be normal. She had an MRI in December of 2022, as she saw an urgent care doctor 2 days after the accident and then a pain doctor after 1 week of accident. The pain medicine were provided, muscle relaxer and NSAIDs. However, no braces, no epidural injections were done. Physical therapy began from October 22nd to February 23rd, 3 per week at Infinity Westland. She informed, adjusted for physical therapy, not doing a good job, and there was no improvement, less than 10%. System review is as follows. The neurological disorder, last is seizures 4 years ago. She is on Capro, 750 milligrams twice a day. Then she reports of convulsions, fainting, headaches, in the psychiatric anxiety and depression, and in the GI disease, nausea and diarrhea. Pathological history, tubal ligation in 2007, cyst out of the wrist in 1995 and 2019. Allergy to the medication, to morphine and iodine. Family history. Mother is alive, suffers from high blood pressure, stroke, and breast cancer. Father is deceased, cardiac arrest, high cholesterol, diabetes, degenerative disorder, disc disorder, and heart disease, and high lipids. Siblings are alive, and two brothers, they are all okay. Relationship status, patient is single, lives with her two kids, 17 and 16 year old. And employment status patient is working at Chrysler, where she does drilling, and she sits on the chairs. She is supposed to lift 70 pounds sometime off and on, and for 2 hours constantly, and she out of 8 hour work. She also works in Marriott parking, front desk, standing all day long, and couldn't work due to this accident. She has not worked from January through April at Marriott. A legal history patient has Mr. Wygott, a law firm, representing her issues. Disability, none. Personal history patient does drink, does smoke, and she uses weed occasionally. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 176 over 119, pulse is 70, pulse ox is 100. Height 5'5", weight 157. 38-year-old African-American, female of a good build, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, phlegmic colonicia, and she's very cooperative. Does not appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. Does not appear anxious, lethargic. Patient has a good attitude, demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well and is mobile, independent, without using an adaptive device. The rest of the exam will be from the template. Including neurological examination, which is completely normal, including all 12 cranial nerves. Musculature examination reveals that there is a spasm of C1 to C7 paravertebral muscle region bilaterally, including spasm of the trapezius muscle. Quadratus lumborum muscle is not in spasm, and rest of the paraspinal muscles are not in spasm. Oh, I'm sorry. Quadratus lumborum muscle is in spasm. So there is a spasm of the trapezius muscle bilaterally, and also quadratus lumborum, and paraspinal muscles from C1 to C7 are in spasm. Musculoskeletal exam is as follows. The inspection and palpation is from the template. Spine tenderness is located to both the sacroiliac joints and rest of the spine is not tender. Hypertonicity is pervertebral muscle spasm is noticed from C1 to C7, both the trapezius muscle and quadratus lumborum muscle, and there is no trigger points in them. And 1 plus hypertonicity, range of motion of the cervical spine is limited. Forward flexion is 40, extension 40, bilateral side flexion is 35, bilateral rotation is 40. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 40, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 10, bilateral rotation is 25. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain in the cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative. Sperling sign, Lermit test are positive bilaterally. Distraction test is positive. Soto-R test is positive. Thoracic spine, Roos test, Slump test is negative. Lumbar spine, Burjansky Kernick test is negative. Straight leg raising test was positive bilaterally at 35 degrees. Contralateral leg raise was positive. Breger test negative. Kemp test negative. Babinski sign was negative. Sacroiliac joint, both the sacroiliac joints are tender. Right is the worst than the left. Standing flexion test negative, iliac compression test negative, distraction test negative, Faber test was positive bilaterally, Gansner test is positive bilaterally, and extremities examination except for both the shoulders, rest of the extremities are found to be unremarkable. And please use the normal findings. In the examination of the both shoulders is as follows. Examination of the right shoulder has a pain level around 5 baseline, and she can move. The range of motions are completely normal, 280 degrees of active and passive. Motion muscle strength is 5x5, and on palpation there are no crepitations or any other finding. Hawking Kennedy test was negative for the right shoulder. Empty beer can test was negative. Speed test, near test was negative. Anterior posterior apprehension test was negative. For the left shoulder, the base level pain is between 7 to 8, and she is only able to lift her arm up to 90 degrees of active abduction, beyond which there is more pain. Flexion also 90 degrees. Passive movements are still okay. There are no crepitations or any grinding noise, popping noise heard. And the inspection palpation reveal a normally appearing shoulder on the left side. No fracture, dislocation, contusions. Special tests were done, and it was found Hawking Kennedy test was positive on the left side. Empty Birkin test was positive. Near test, speed test was positive. Anterior posterior apprehension test was positive on the left shoulder. Diagnosis. One zero in general, V89.2 XXT, Z79.891, CNS R51, R42, F41.1, F32.9, S09.90, XA. Nerves M79.2, muscles M60.9, M62.838, ligaments M54.0. The right shoulder M25.511, left shoulder M25.512, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50. Cervical spine M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, 53.82, S13.4, XXA. In the thoracic, in the lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5, XXA. Sacroiliac spine, M46.1, S33.5, XXA. Plan of care for Lisa Dickerson is from the template. The treatment plan is as follows. By the way, please mention in the examination of the left shoulder that there is a weakness of the left upper arm, left upper extremity at 3x5. I forgot to mention that. Thank you. Okay, treatment plan is as follows. The physical therapy is ordered for neck, lower back, to the both shoulders, and 2 times per week. And with laser, acupuncture, chiropractic. The patient is advised that few months she must try this considered treatment. And she has sacroiliitis, especially the right side is the worst. Spasm of the quadratus lumborum trapezius muscle should all get resolved with the medication and therapy. So that will be the trial. TBI investigations are going on, work disability, and housework replacement. Transportation and case management has been ordered. Medications. The patient is provided with the following medication, which are Mobic 7.5 twice a day for anti-inflammatory. That is 7.5 milligrams once a day for anti-inflammatory effect and to heal. Elevil 50 milligram at night for sleep, GAD disorder, pain relief. Xanax 0.5 milligram PRN for anxiety, panic, the patient is presenting with. Zoloft 50 milligram at night for help with the anxiety and depression. Neurontin 600 milligram twice a day for help with the pain. And the headache. Furoscid 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN. For headaches, Antivert 25 milligram every 8 hour PRN for dizziness, Migranol nasal spray 1 or 2, and Imitrex tablet for severe pain that she's complaining. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records. The patient has brought following records that were available at the time of dictation. The primary care doctor, Andrew Kotsis, A-N-D-R-E-W-K-O-T-S-I-S, ordered these MRIs, and they report the following. In the lumbar spine, there's a regenerative changes with liver scoliosis, and there is a broad-based disc bulge at L4-5, L5, S1, ligamentum flavum thickening, facet arthropathy, and there is mild to moderate right neural foramen narrowing. Cervical spine, there is a mild degenerative changes with the broad-based disc protrusion at C5-6 and C6-7. Mild uncovertebral hypertrophy. MRI of the left shoulder is completely normal. Interventional pain procedure, patient can receive some of the trigger point injection if the spasm in the caudatus lumbarum trigger points are not gone. Cervical epidural steroid injection and possibly lumbar epidural steroid injection can help if the pains are not gone. Occipital nerve block could be done if pains are continuing in the head. Surgical options none, and neuropsych evaluation has been ordered for this patient to identify the issues of brain trauma. Attended care caseworker. Well, caseworker is accident care that is brought in by the patient herself. And attended care is not ordered. Only disability is for the work, housework replacement, transportation, and a case management. Past medical records have been ordered, released. Investigations, well, we are ordering a neuropsych evaluation at this time. And an MRI of the brain for neuroquant analysis to identify the brain trauma. DMEs, patient is provided with the neck brace, back brace, and a TENS unit for further help. Education is yes. Follow visit in 15 days, direct contact is yes. Thank you.